with season two of the Steel22Live.tv podcast. I'm your host, Fred Fitzgiles, and I'm just so excited. We have been here an entire year. In the last season, we did 31 episodes over the course of a year. There's some people that have done 100 episodes, but we've done 31, and we're starting our 32nd episode, and we're just so excited. So, we got a new format. We got some new ideas for the show. We're going to do a new opening. We're going to have new jokes, new birthdays. We're going to have some trivia, okay? We're going to have motivational moments. Of course, we're going to have our interviews. We're also going to have some ads. We're going to actually incorporate Periscope that actually comes with being a part of Twitter. We're going to incorporate Instagram videos. We're going to incorporate a Did You Know section. Like, did you know about this? So we can kind of start getting more engagement. We're looking to do that as well. We're going to be able to promote each guest a week in advance so we can do a better job at promoting the show. We're going to have an email list. And on that email list is going to be a specific email list. We're going to actually not solicit, but we're going to just ask for those who have been following the show to please share the show with your friends, with your family, with your colleagues, with your business associates, your co-workers, your book clubs, and be able to share the show as well. If you've been following us towards the end of the year, you may have noticed the shows, you were only able to get them on SoundCloud. And then we actually got to about almost 3,500 plays on SoundCloud. And then we were able and blessed to be able to get accepted into iTunes. So now all of our shows are not only in SoundCloud, but they're also in iTunes, okay? We want to get those numbers up, so we want to be able to share as much as possible. If you like the episode, just share it. And then we're looking to be able to help us to get the show promoted and help us to, you know, just listen to the shows. You know, the format is a podcast. So the podcast format is designed as a half an hour to 45 minute show that you can listen to without any need for visual. You don't need to download anything. You don't need to look at anything. You can listen to a podcast through your ears. You can listen to it while you're at work. You can listen to it while you're in the car. You can stop it and start it back up again where you left off. You can listen to it while you're walking a dog, while you're exercising, while you're on a flight. You can listen to it at any given time. That's what I like about the format of the podcast. It's amazing. The other thing we're going to incorporate in our new shows is that we're going to be starting doing some giveaways. And we're going to be doing some freebies. So you'll be able to get free downloads of music, free downloads of books, audio books, free downloads of videos, and anything else that we feel that would add value to you. Because this show is designed to be able to give you value and bring value to you. And I tell you, one of the things that is very, very important is that if you're going to spend some time listening or watching something, it needs to be something that's going to add to you and allow you to become a bigger and better person. It's going to allow you to build your character, allow you to see in yourself or maybe some things that you haven't seen. It just allow you to be able to dream more, think bigger. Do better. You know, when you learn information, you can always learn it and be able to apply it in your life. And when you do apply and take action in your life, you're able to share the results with people. And it builds your belief and it builds your attitude. And, you know, it's exciting to be able to listen to the show, hear some information or hear a testimony or hear a story of somebody else who maybe have a similar background to yours. Maybe they got a similar dream that you have. Or maybe you can hear somebody that actually achieved their dreams. And now you can see exactly how you'll be able to do the same thing. Because you said to yourself, you know what? I can do that. You know what? If they can do it, I can do it. So that's the very important part about listening to the show. Is because it's a positive show that is designed to encourage. It's designed to uplift you. It's designed to motivate you and inspire you to take action in your life. You know, we're going to have our motivational moments. The motivational moments was really, really big as I reflect on the last season. And there were some high points, you know. I started off the show as an idea. I had a production team. and they worked with me and helped me get the show off the ground. I appreciate them. Big shout out to my brother Larry and my main man Damon and my sister Free and a good friend L Burner as well, who allowed me to get this show off the ground. We have some amazing guests, and it really, really got off to a great start. People are really excited to hear something like this. To be honest with you, this is something that I've always wanted to do on my own, and I would not have done this without a very, very friend who was near and dear to my heart. And she actually launched her show over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And she's down in the great state of New Orleans, and she goes by the name of Iona Denise Garrett. I owe a debt of gratitude to her for being able to start her show and then to inspire me and motivating me to start our show. So we're excited, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to her because I cannot wait for you guys to meet the person that inspired me enough to start this show. I call the next Oprah Winfrey of podcasting, or actually the Oprah Winfrey of podcasting, and I'm just so excited to have her as part of our podcast network. So I'm excited about that. We're going to redesign the website. So the website is a website that we started, and it's basic, and I kind of want to keep it basic. I don't want to complicate it. I want people to just be able to get to the main page for the most recent show, and then be able to click on previous episodes or past episodes. We're going to update the website in the next coming months, and we're going to give it a little bit more functionality, and so it can be a little bit more engaging. So we really want to get some feedback, so we're asking for your comments. We're asking for your suggestion. We're asking for your questions. We're asking for some topics. What are some of the things that you want to hear? When we first started the show, we talk about that it's a positive show. We talk about different things, different topics. But as we start narrowing down, this is just an empowerment show, but there are certain topics that are doing better than others. Most of the shows did very, very well. I mean, we got over 35, almost 4,000 plays. Now, you got to understand the significance of that. A play on SoundCloud means that somebody actually played the show from beginning to end. From beginning to end. That's considered a play. Not when they first started, not when they stop it and pick up when they left off, when they play the show from beginning to end. And we've had almost 4,000 plays on SoundCloud. Okay? Now we're on iTunes. So the whole deal with iTunes is that we need you to subscribe. Okay, we need you to go on the iTunes, type in Studio 22 Live TV, that's S-T-U-D-E-O 22 Live TV, it'll come up in iTunes, and then you click on subscribe. Once you click on subscribe, then it will come down. If you have an iPhone, every single time we upload a show, you'll get a notification, and you'll get a download right to your phone, so you never, ever have to go and say, I wonder what show is up now. No, as soon as we upload a show, bam, it's going to be downloaded on your smartphone or device. The other thing we did to increase our exposure is to be able to now have our shows in a visual. We have our podcast up on YouTube. Now, right now, it's just a screenshot and you hear the audio behind it. But we also added some what we call studio drops. People, entertainers, famous people, and also people that have been on our show who basically do a shout out, whether it's a visual shout out, whether it's an audio shout out. Basically, it goes like this. Hey, this is Fred Fitzgerald, and you are tuned in to Studio22Live.tv, you know? And we've got famous entertainers. We got a drop from Darren DeWitt Henson from the Soul Food and the Transformers fame. We got a drop from Bernadette Stannis, Thelma from Good Times. We got a drop from LaToya Luckett, formerly of Destiny Child, and now she's a solo artist. We got her on there as well. We got Hezekiah Walker, who was a world-renowned gospel artist. We got Sucky Ducky, who's a comedian. Hamburger, who's a comedian as well. We also got the legend, Otis Williams, of the legendary Temptations. We got a drop on the show. So we got a lot of entertainers giving us support. And we're going to upload that to our YouTube, so you'll be able to see that. So Why do you think we're doing the visual side? If this is an audio podcast, this is what you're going to hear. That's because the idea and the vision of Steel22Live.TV, the first vision I had was a TV show. So, if that was the first vision I had, do you think that everything that I'm doing is getting closer to being a TV show with the audience, with guests? That's exactly where it's going. So, but quiet is kept. Just understand, get used to that logo, and it may change slightly only because we're going to have a podcast episode for the show. We're also going to go into a TV show. So now we're going to start showing the visual now and start doing some visual things, sharing some things that are exclusive. I mean, we're going to share some video footage that you've never seen before. We're going to share some exclusive interviews. Sometimes now our technology is such that we can now travel and be able to interview somebody right on site and be able to have them as part of the show. The next thing we're going to implement is the use of Skype in our show. So some of our interviews, most of the time we do them over the phone. Well, we're going to switch it up. We're going to now utilize the technology of Skype for interviews, so you actually see it. Although we will actually record it, you'll hear the podcast, but also we're going to record it. We're going to actually, you'll be able to see it on Skype, okay? And that's exciting in itself because then we'll be able to have guests anywhere in the world. And you'll be able to physically see them, and you don't know what kind of backgrounds they may have. You know, I could put whatever background I want here, but when I have somebody on the show and to be able to edit them in and show a good production, the Skype interviews are going to be, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to take off. But wait, there's more. We're going to be talking about some really relevant topics. Most people have some issues that are going on, and they always want to talk about the negative. Well, we're going to acknowledge the issues because we're not oblivious. We know that there's craziness going on in the world, but we also know that a ton of positivity can outweigh the negativity. An ounce of positivity won't do it, but a ton of positivity will always outweigh the negativity. And we can keep your mind straight. We can keep your mind clear. And we can keep your mind focused on being able to take a lemon in your life and turn it into lemonade, or be able to teach you how to respond and not react to the situations in your life and the winds in your life. Instead of letting the winds blow you left and right, up and down, we can teach you how to set your sail. So no matter where the wind blows you, you direct the direction of your own life and you sail off to your destiny. So that's the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about. So this next phase and this next level of the Steel22Live.TV podcast is going to be life-changing because we're going to be having some phenomenal people on the show, phenomenal interviews. We're going to be very, very creative, and we're going to be asking you, our viewers, and the people who are following us to be able to help us take this show beyond the next level and get it ready to be able to be launched as a TV show.